Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to tonight's show. Tonight we are remembering Pope Benedict and what he gave to the Church. 2 years ago today, he resigned from the papacy, and it shocked many. Many were emotional and upset about this movement that happened within the Church and with his decision. Not mad or upset at him, but upset that we were going to lose a good shepherd. Many referred to John Paul II when he himself passed away and Pope Benedict said the homily and did the mass for his funeral. Many of you Catholics may have even forgotten Pope Benedict, but I'm here to tell you he is alive. In the Vatican rests the retired pontiff. And 2 years ago today, February 28, 2013, he resigned. For some of us, the last thing that we've heard about Father Benedict, that is what he prefers, is that he went to Castel Gandolfo for a few months, the day of his resignation. However, he has been alive and well, as he is beginning to appear on postcards, stamps, and other Vatican collectible items. He resides in an old convent in the Vatican. His legs are weak at times, but not so severe for a man who is about to celebrate his 88th birthday. Pope Benedict has came in appearance a few times in St. Peter's Basilica and in the square, and attending the canonization of John Paul II and John XXIII, as well as recently as the new cardinals were named. Archbishop George recently said that Benedict still plays Mozart on the piano from complete memory. I personally remember Benedict, the Pope I fell in love with and led me to the Church of Christ. I remember watching him leave the Vatican and getting into the white helicopter to Castel Gandolfo. We, as the Church, need to keep him in our prayers, as he is beginning to write textbooks for Vatican scholars and deals with conflict silently within the Church. We are still unsure if he likes Francis and his effect on the church, but what we do know is that Francis looks at Benedict as a wise grandfather. We too can look at Father Benedict like a grandfather. I urge you to pray for the leader of the church and the flock he used to shepherd. He is greatly missed as Pope by many and will be forever. We are now going to take a moment and pray for him. Viva la Papa. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Dear friends, I'm happy to be with you, surrounded by the beauty of creation, and your well wishes, which do me such good. Thank you for your friendship and your affection. You know this day is different for me than the preceding one. I am no longer the supreme pontiff of the Catholic Church, or I will be until 8 o'clock this evening, and then no more. I am simply a pilgrim, beginning the last leg of his pilgrimage on this earth. But I would still thank you. I would still, with my heart, with my love, with my prayers, with my reflection, and with all my inner strength, like to work for the common good and the good of the church and all of humanity. I feel very supported by your sympathy. Let us go forward with the Lord for the good of the church and the world. Thank you. I now wholeheartedly impact my blessing. Blessed be God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Good night. Thank you all. Those were Pope Benedict's last words on February 28th, 2013. That's the last time we heard from him very well publicly. Tonight we have our good friend Diane with us co-hosting, and she's going to start us off with her favorite quote from Pope Benedict.
Hello, everyone. May the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Pax Tecum. My quote is as follows. God of peace, bring your peace to our violent world, peace in the hearts of all men and women, and peace among the nations of the earth. Pope Benedict the 16th.
Beautiful. Short but sweet.
And I also have another thing I'd like to share with our listeners today.
Go ahead.
Beth, if I might.
Yeah, go ahead.
As I was praying and reflecting, Psalm 91 came to me from the Holy Spirit. Bonum et sanctitatis. God is to be praised for his good, gracious works. A psalm of a canticle on the Sabbath day. It is good to give praises to the Lord, to sing to thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy mercy in the morning and in the truth in the night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon the psaltery, with a canticle upon the harp. For thou hast given me, O Lord, a delight in thy doings, and in the works of thy hands I shall rejoice. O Lord, how great are thy works! Thy thoughts are exceedingly deep. The senseless man shall not know, nor will the fool understand these things. When the wicked shall spring up as grass, and all the workers of iniquity shall appear, that they may perish forever and ever, but thou, O Lord, art most high forevermore. For behold thy enemies, O Lord, for behold thine enemies shall perish, and all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall be exalted like that of the unicorn, and my old age in plentiful mercy. My eyes also hath looked down upon my enemies, and my ear shall Hear of the downfall of all the malignants that rise up against me. The just shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow up like the cedars of Lebanon. They that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of the house of our God. They shall still increase in a fruitful old age and shall be well treated, that they may show forth that the Lord our God is righteous and that there is no iniquity in him. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
I actually like that, Diane. And I think that really goes into what we are talking about tonight, Pope Benedict. Something that caught my mind in what you were reading was, at my old age, I looked down upon the flock. And that is what Pope Benedict does to this day. You know?
Yes, of course, yes. The Holy Saints are ever present with us, you know, Seth. I think I related this the other day, but there was a divine presence in our home the other night. My mother was near death. She had just gotten sick. We could barely get her to the bedroom. And I implored all the blessed saints and St. Michael, St. Gabriel, St. Gemma.
Yeah.
And I just kept naming and naming, you know. And the saints are so real. The angels are so real. The invisible world is just more real than we can ever imagine that God created.
And I would, yes, God really does intercede for us with his saints. They always intercede for us. I would like us to look now at the beginning of Pope Benedict the 16th's papacy. And here's one of his quotes. We as the church were looking for a good shepherd, and instead we got a German shepherd. I think he was referring to the dog, you know, the German shepherd. But he's from Germany. And that's just one of the more funnier things that he says. But something else that more serious, on a more serious note, he says this: today we buried his remains in the earth as a seed of our immortality. Our hearts are full of sadness, yet at the same time of joyful hope and profound gratitude. And that is what he said at John Paul II's funeral. I want us to think real quick, and I hate to put this on our mind, but we are all born to die. Today we bury his remains in the earth as a seed of immortality. Our hearts are full of sadness, yet at the same time joyful hope and profound. So tonight we are looking at his legacy and what he has left in the church. And I must say, I would love to hear your favorite quotes from Pope Benedict. The guest number is 347-989-0056. We'll be taking your calls after the break.
The Catholic Church is going through a very dark time. Weekly attendance is down to just 25%. A survey of fallen away Catholics was commissioned by the Catholic Church so that it could honestly understand some of the reasons why.
I left the Catholic Church because I was in confession and the priest yelled at me. I found him condescending.
I was in college and I just drifted away.
Every time I asked a question, I just got a rule. No, let's sit down and talk about it.
I didn't experience community. And when I stopped going, no one even listened.
I'm divorced, I've been remarried, and I can no longer receive the sacraments. I don't agree with the Catholic teaching on sex.
The clergy were just generally unavailable, and they couldn't relate to me.
The homilies just didn't engage me.
The homilies just didn't engage her, and she fell away from the church, which started a period of emptiness in her life. And then, something dramatic happened, and she started her comeback to glory.
The homilies being boring was my excuse to leave, but it was also all the rules. Eventually, I hit rock bottom, and I didn't have any friends left. And the only one who really cared was a seminarian who got me to go back to church. But what really brought me back was seeing all my new Catholic friends. They lived their faith. It made me want to live it too.
The Catholic Church forgives sinners, but the Church also needs your forgiveness. Don't let one incident, small or big, stop you from going to church. She didn't. She came.
She came home. She left because the homilies didn't engage her. But shortly, she found the true beauty and the true home. If you're joining us tonight and you are falling away or you're not even Catholic, I invite you to go to CatholicsComeHome.org. Welcome home. So tonight we are talking about Pope Benedict and what he has done since he has retired 2 years ago today. We want to know your favorite quotes or prayers from Pope Benedict. The guest call-in number is 347-989-0056. When Pope Benedict resigned, his doors were closed, and the Swiss Guard had no more a job. All of the officials in the Vatican, all those who worked within the Vatican, were fired. Are jobless. A new pope gets to pick what he says and does. And we are then awaiting for the election of a new pope. And we heard Habemus Papam. And he was elected. On a stormy and rainy night in 2005, white smoke, which was hard to see. It first came out white and then turned black with mixed emotions. We did not know at the flock if we had a new pope or if they had not come to a decision yet. Surely, after Pope John Paul II made the new rule to have the bells ring when a pope dies, or when a new one is elected, the bells did ring. And we were assured that we had a new pope. Before long, Cardinal Ratzinger made his way to the balcony and gave his blessing to the people. 2 years ago today, Pope Benedict said his final words and resigned, the first pope to resign in years. In fact, 800. Pope Benedict is truly missed by his flock. And if you are out there and are just beginning to think of Pope Benedict for the first time since his resignation, I invite you tonight to pray for him. One day he'll be numbered among the saints in heaven. And now we must pray for him and his health as he still tries to nourish the flock he once shepherded. You know, we're going to transition now into more of a saddened topic to prepare ourselves for a worldwide day of prayer to end Christian persecution, which happens tomorrow, Sunday, the 1st of March. Things in the Middle East with ISIS and the persecution are not going so well. This past week, 90 to 120 women, children, and elderly were taken from their homes and slaughtered and killed because they believed in God. Now, many of you may say, this does not have an impact on you. But my brothers and sisters, I have to let you know. If ISIS was here in America, you would be impacted. But you're still being impacted to this day. Because the people who are there, they are killing, is our future church. Our future hope for the church. Our future priests, religious, cardinals, bishops, perhaps pontiffs, are being slaughtered and killed. Tomorrow at 2 p.m., we invite you to silently pray for an end to Christian persecution. Also, tomorrow at 7:45 p.m. Eastern Time, the live rosary that I host on Sundays will begin. You'll find the link on Facebook. Also, tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern Time, I will be on the air talking and breaking open the gospel. This is something you don't want to miss, especially for this Sunday's gospel and how we can go throughout the week reflecting on his words, Jesus' words, that is. Tonight, I invite you all to pray for our holy German shepherd, Pope Benedict Emeritus, because he truly needs our prayers. Diane, before we go, do you have anything you would like to add? Okay. Just quickly, let us say a Hail Mary for Pope Benedict. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread forth the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The song that we're going to play in conclusion this evening, I invite you all to listen through until the end. Because it is a song from Pope Benedict's first World Youth Day in Germany. Diane, I think you're back on the line. Do you have anything else you'd like to add before we close this evening?
I would just like to say that our prayers are with everyone that's listening, for your friends, family, loved ones, etc. That the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ will be with your spirits, that the Holy Spirit will lead you and keep you in all your ways.
Thank you, Diane, for calling in and being our co-host tonight. We always enjoy hearing from you and the things you have to say. Sadly, Diane will not be with us tomorrow at noon. She will be at Mass. I want to close with this quote, and then I invite you to listen to the song fully. So, Diane, please do not hang up when we go to an end. Pope Benedict says this: let us go forward with the Lord for the good of the church and the world. Thank you. I now wholeheartedly impart my blessing. Blessed be God, the Almighty Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Good night, and thank you all.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pope Benedict, for leading the church for all the years you did. We continue to pray for you, and we send all of our prayers of thanksgiving to you. We personally want to thank you, Your Holiness, for shepherding us for as many years as you did. We love you so greatly, our German Shepherd, and we pray for you. We one day hope to reside with you in the heavenly banquet. God bless you all. Welcome to the after show, where we discuss what we talked about this evening. If you missed the show, or if you perhaps joined in a little later, we have our good friend Diane on the line. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
How are you?
Just wonderful, very blessed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, tonight we are remembering Pope Benedict and what he had to offer to the church. What did you personally think when you heard that the pontiff was resigning, the first pope to resign in 800 years? What were your thoughts and your emotions then?
Sadness, grief,
yeah.
A sense of loss.
Yeah.
For the Holy Church.
Yeah.
Just a great sense of loss, tremendous loss.
Yeah, a very tremendous loss.
Yeah.
That we had to deal with.
Yes.
And even today, with Pope Francis, many of us still think that there is something missing. We had St. John Paul II. And then Pope Benedict the 16th. Ironically, Pope Benedict did reside over John Paul II's funeral. And we are still to this day unclear of Pope Benedict's thoughts on Pope Francis. What would you think Pope Benedict's thoughts are on Francis, Diane?
I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
That's a difficult question for me as a new Catholic.
Yeah.
very hard to. I just wouldn't want to say.
See, the thing was with me, when I was young, between ages 3 and 4, perhaps even 5, my parents went to a Catholic church, the Catholic church I go to today. And we went there for a few years. And when we went there, Pope John Paul II was still Pope. Isn't that neat? Then we had the passing of Pope John Paul II. I remember going and praying in the chapel for him. And then we had the election of a good shepherd, German shepherd, Benedict, and that he resigned, the first to do so in 800 years. I must say that Pope Benedict is doing much more better health-wise today than he was when being Pope. I must also say there are many thoughts about what is going on in the Catholic Church right now. And I want to put down the firm line that Pope Benedict is retired. He is a priest. He is a deacon. He is a bishop. He is a cardinal. He is a cardinal in the sense that he was once a cardinal, and he is Pope. And then when he resigned, he still had all those virtues. And when Pope Francis was elected, that came into place. And that is what happened, folks. I want to give you some other scenarios to watch out for that are occurring every day. Some say that Pope Francis is the Antichrist, and he has locked Pope Benedict up, and Pope Benedict is on house arrest by Pope Francis. That is not true. Yeah. Also, some say Pope Francis is the Antichrist, and that Jesus has already came for the second coming, and Jesus has one-on-one talked to Pope Benedict and said that you will be reelected, you are the last true Pope, and your name is now Pope Peter. The church has started with Peter and will end with Peter. That, my friend, is also false. Thirdly, communication to Pope Benedict. These are for the people who believe that Pope Francis is the Antichrist and that Jesus has came again and that Pope Benedict is now Pope Peter and that they can connect through email with Pope Benedict, Pope Peter, and that is also false. So if you hear anyone talking that they have talked to Pope Peter, that they're referring to Pope Benedict, and if they're saying they have talked to Pope Benedict or Pope Peter, false. And just to clarify, popes do have an email. However, it is not through gmail.com, which apparently Pope Peter or Pope Benedict, whichever who it is, has. They are not allowed to have a Gmail account. It's like a Vatican.va account. So that is also false. And, it's actually very hard to find this. But I must tell you, I am part of a group on Facebook. I'm going to go ahead and give you the name. If you're in here, you can look for it. It's called the Official Pope Benedict the 16th Fan Club Facebook group. And let's see here. There are a few things. I'm going to read some comments here. This person the other day posted on the Facebook group a postcard of Pope Benedict and with a stamp. It's not from Pope Benedict. It has a stamp and everything on it, saying that he resigned. And also there's a picture of him with a cat. He's pulled up on a blanket. He's in a blue chair, and he has the beer in his hand because we know he likes some beer every now and then. It says, may God bless the Pope's retirement. And I think that's kind of funny, don't you, Diane?
Yeah.
But here is what's shocking to me. The comments under this. A person says, I'm going to refer to him as G, says, temporary rest. He'll return as Pope with his new name, Holiness Pope Peter II, or Petrus Romanus. And that is great news for all the cats and children around the world. And then someone by the name of E posts, temporary rest. He will return with his name, Pope Peter, Holiness, or Petrus Romanus. Never, ever. Also, let me scroll down here to find some other comments. But isn't that shocking, Diane?
Certainly. Yes. Very.
We do have some gold, holy Catholics on that group. However, they say, we miss you, Pope Benedict. Nevertheless, we must accept His Holiness, Pope Francis. That's a good one. But I'm telling you, folks, they're out there. This afternoon, I posted in the group, because we are all very saddened today and are actually holding a prayer hour here in a few hours about for Pope Benedict and Diane. We're going to talk, and I think we're going to call each other, and maybe we can pray together for that.
Yeah.
But I want you to go ahead and share with you this YouTube page called The Sword of Truth, 888. And these people firmly believe that they can email Pope Benedict, or my bad, Pope Peter, that Pope Francis is the Antichrist, and some other things. Now, nevertheless, these are really holy people, Diane. And, Diane, I'm sure you know that we do run into these people all the time. But they are very holy, and they do pray a lot, and they're very holy and good people. I know
yes.
We both have some friends like that. I want to read you some of the YouTube video titles that they have on there. The first one is Antichrist Francis and his perfect something. Another one is A Coffin for Francis. I watched that video earlier, and I'm sorry, I'm going to laugh here, but it's a really funny video. I have to laugh because it's just so funny. It's a 30 second clip, and it's a picture of a funeral home with this wooden coffin, and they took a picture of Pope Francis and twisted him and put him in the coffin.
We know where that came from.
it's a husband and wife that do this. They're older, and the husband is on there with a hammer, and you hear the sound effects of a hammer hammering a nail in, and they close it up, and then a bomb explodes and the casket burns. I know it's bad, but I laughed. You know, it's just funny. You know, I'm sure everyone else
it's horrendous. Horrific.
Okay, some of the other ones. The Hypocrisy of Francis. Lucifer and the Vatican cover up. Hold on, I'm still going here. There's more. Trust me. Catholic on Dolfo. Let me scroll down here. There are some good ones. Message to the World 1 and Message to the World 2. Also, the man has a video, and he says, seeing the Pope next week. He's referring to Pope Benedict. He really never saw the Pope, but apparently he did. Another one, Francis, out of here. Let's see here. Pope Benedict and music. The second video they ever uploaded was called Francis the Mule. Pope Francis kidnapped Benedict the 16th, part 2. Benedict the 16th and staff kidnapped. Crucifixion, Pope Benedict, house arrest. Apostle Jonas, will go to Rome.
Pope
Benedict under siege, but is very healthy. Twitter news, kill the traitor. The Protestant whore. Pope and the Antichrist update. Pope Francis and Pontiff Emeritus Pope Benedict XVI. Vatican III, which does not exist and will never exist, praise God, hopefully. Andrea, okay, this is the one I watched earlier this afternoon, and it's called Andrea Talks with Pope Benedict XVI on gmail.com. Pope Benedict does not have a gmail.com. Kind of funny. Diane, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, I heard some noises on the line. I was just making sure you were still there.
Yes, I'm here.
Now, I do want to say I do support these people because they make some valid points. I'm sure you would as well, Diane, if you saw some of these videos. But the things I don't agree with is Pope Benedict's email. He does have an email, but it's not through gmail.com. the crucifixion of Pope Benedict, that never happened. Well, actually, they believe he's still alive. What they're referring to is that Pope Benedict, his soul was crucified, and now he is back, Pope Peter II. But here is why I believe some of the things they say. They have other videos. I did not read you all the titles, of course. The week that Pope Benedict said he was to resign, the very day that the cardinals were held in, this image surfaced the internet very quickly. A lightning bolt struck St. Peter's Basilica. Do you remember that, Diane? When the lightning bolt came down and struck St. Peter's Basilica?